Welcome to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction on News Talk 1310 WIPA. Have a question? Email it to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Sean Preble, on News Talk 1310 WIPA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction right here, 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can learn more about Edge Construction online, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great resource to learn more about Mike and the team at Edge Construction. The coolest thing there, though, is a few options, some links. House, Pinterest, Facebook. Also a really cool thing is they keep the website updated with some recent projects, so it's always changing. So make sure you check back regularly to edgeconstructioncompany.com. Their telephone number is 636-3343. That number is so easy to remember, 636-EDGE. Mike, how's your Saturday so far?
Great, Sean.
Good to see you. And we're in a different space this week, which is a little...
I feel like you're a long ways away in this.
I know. We're in a much bigger studio. Not a nicer studio necessarily, but a bigger space.
It's so fancy here.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Oh, deluxe, yeah. We could use some remodeling of our own here at 1310 WIBA. We've got a great conversation ahead involving timelines and the importance of understanding as a homeowner the process and how long things are going to take. Are people, Mike, surprised generally about not necessarily how long a remodel takes, but kind of how the different phases work?
Well, we sort of keep them in suspense. We clue them into that schedule as we go, because mm-hmm. if we told you up front, you go, that's too long. We're not going to take that amount of time mm-hmm. to just get going. This last week, I looked at several jobs, like every week. The first question most people have is, when could you start? Like, how busy are you? Mm-hmm. And it's really not the right question. You just don't realize it. Because when I explain the process, they go, okay, I can see we're jumping the gun here. We have to go through this discovery process, right? See what your ideas are. We brainstorm it. We throw a lot of stuff against the wall. We come up with preliminary plans. A lot of times we take a few weeks to get back with first pricing. Sometimes it's because we're a little backed up in design. More often than not, it's like, hey, you've had years in a lot of cases to think about your remodel. We're new to this game. We're just seeing your house. We can come up with ideas on the first day, but maybe we want to think about it a little bit. Get used to your house. Let this ruminate a little bit and come up with some ideas. And when you've got to go through that process, you start going, okay. Then that question of when you can start is a little tough, because we need to get through this design thing. I don't believe in rushing that upfront design process. The great pictures online come from great design, and you that just follows its road. And when it's done and ready, then you know it. The quick version is, okay, we go through design, then we write a contract. When we write a contract, we order things. You're on the radio. You listen to the radio, right? Is our supply chain in great shape?
It's a little not what it used to be, I think, is what they typically would say.
Right. Everybody knows, right? Manufacturing is struggling. Distribution is struggling. Things that used to be readily accessible, now we might have to wait a while to get. It's unpredictable. And so figuring out when a job fits in for us is tougher now, because it sort of has to go through that process. Design, then contract, then ordering things. And then once we have an idea when materials are coming in and that gets more predictable, now we can set a timeline on the job.
You used the term discovery there earlier as well. And one of the things I often wonder about with all of these online tools and resources, we talk about Houzz, we talk about Pinterest, and of course, back in the old days with the magazines, has that discovery time...
It wasn't really that long ago, though. talking like 10 years ago.
Yeah. 10, 15 years. But like with that discovery time and having those tools now, has that extended or shortened that discovery time? I mean, obviously, I think of like very quickly maybe being able to interpret somebody's style, but I also feel like because there's so many options out there, it does possibly prolong. Is it kind of like a case-by-case basis, or how does that work with where we are now?
It has definitely lengthened the process. Okay. But on the other end, you're coming out with better design, mm-hmm. right? So you've got to weed your way through, hopefully with some help. We have some great designers that work for us. And I think it really is handy to have somebody like that, because they can help you clear away the options that you're never going to use, you shouldn't even consider. and kind of get to a group of options that might fit your project, for sure would fit your budget, and things like that. Having remodels 20 years ago, I didn't realize it at the time. We thought we were cutting edge. We didn't really have that many options. Things were creeping in a little bit, but not so much. It seems like now when we're tearing apart those houses that we built 25, 30 years ago, a lot of them look the same. You know, that fruitwood on oak is very popular here, that color. I loved trimming back in those days. We had like three colors of trim, all oak. We stocked all three because, you know, if you ran a little short, you just walked into the into the back and grabbed some. Now the possibilities are so much more. Now there's so many more options that we could never stock extra of all the different colors because it would be ridiculous. We just wouldn't be able to keep enough around.
So with that, and it sounds, as you mentioned, you know, you get a better end product. It takes a little more time. Does it also give you a more precise kind of idea of the style and kind of the person you're working with is a better indicator of you know what their likes are and a better feel of who they are and kind of how they're going to use this space.
Yeah, and I think that's the real success of good design is I talked a lot to our people about the picture in people's head. So like Sean, you don't know it, but you've got a picture in your head of what you want your house to look like someday. Now, for you to sometimes tell me what that is hard, right? Mm-hmm. You might know it when you see it, which the internet has helped a lot with that. People getting on house, getting on our website, getting on Pinterest, and doing some homework, looking at pictures, maybe building a library of things that you like. I heard one of our designers last week tell somebody, hey, you know, even if you haven't found anything you like, send us something you don't like. You know, at least we know to stay away from that. It might give us clues to what your style is. There are people that go, you know what? I'm too busy to have a style. I don't know what my style is. I'm too busy with life to figure this out. But generally, I think you talked about, does this certain thing lengthen that design process or shorten it? Something that can help a lot to shorten it, take some time off, is when people have done their homework. Mm-hmm. They've gone online. They've found a lot of things that they like, and they're able to send that to us by email most of the time.
Do people have a hard time with portion and scale? Like, I think of myself, and I'll throw myself out here for this one. Is I often I'll be scrolling through Pinterest and I'll see something. I'll go, boy, that would look really like a really neat thing to add to my office at home. And then I'll pin it or whatever, and I'll go home and I'll go to my office and I'll be like, there's no way this would ever in a million years fit in this room. Like mentally, my when I'm away from that space, it seems proportionally larger. Is that a common problem, or larger, smaller, not really?
I think it was a problem. I mean, that's where working with a good designer can really help, because they get it. Okay, you like this thing, whether it's whatever it is. By the way, when the internet first came into play in design, I used to call it cut and paste remodeling, because people you'd go online and go, you know what, I like this. I like this crown. I want crown in my remodel on the ceiling. I want painted cabinets. Boom, I'm going to bring that in. This flooring I'm going to bring in. You start bringing in all this stuff, and it's sometimes too easy to do that, and you're losing you can lose focus and go, well, I like this product, or I like how it looks in their house, so I want to put it in my house. I think that's a good argument for letting this design process find its path in a little bit slower fashion, you know? And so we encourage people to just take their time. Part of that design process taking some time, by the way, is I call it reaction time. So we have our initial conversation, we get your ideas and brainstorm a little bit. We're coming back with that and a design and maybe a few products to just start that process. You're going to look at that stuff, and I don't want you to decide today whether you like it or not. I want you to think about it for a week or two, because sometimes you need that reaction time to go, okay, let's change this, and then we get some reaction time. It does lengthen out that design process, but those fantastic pictures at the end where every job doesn't look the same, that I think is valuable to every homeowner. In fact, if I was shopping for a remodel, that's one of the things I would say. Go on a remodeler's website, go on a builder's website. if you could pick their pictures out of a crowd and go, this is always that, it's always the same haircut, always the same look, then I'm saying maybe they're not spending enough time in design. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's not enough reaction time. Maybe that needs to take just a little bit longer.
Talk this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. So we talked about some of the great tools out there. Not only is edgeconstructioncompany.com a great option to take a look at some of the projects that they've been working on at Edge Construction, see some of their past work, also some great links, House, Pinterest, Facebook, some really good stuff there as well. Just head on over to edgeconstructioncompany.com. You can, of course, as well, pick up the phone, give them a call, 636-3343, that number 636-8. Edge. And you were talking earlier, Mike, the in the early days of the internet, kind of that cut and paste type design. One of the things that is kind of the other side of making use of that technology that's been beneficial, and I know the CAD and the other design software you guys use, it's very powerful, is you can get and show up front kind of how this stuff is actually going to look in the real world, which gives people a little better idea of, okay, is this how we want to proceed, or maybe it may be just a little too much.
Well, yeah. What you're talking about are the renderings, right? Mm-hmm. Which are the cartoon picture kind of, we're trying to include those, by the way, on our website. Kind of the final ones that maybe we would provide at contract time, which mm-hmm. means design would have been done. We're through that phase. Now we know what's going in that remodel, where it's a kitchen, bath, or whole house, or whatever it is. And we can get pretty close in the renderings with color and style. Even on tile, we had one a little while back where we did a herringbone pattern, which I don't know if you know what that is. It's mm-hmm. kind of the angles coming together. Yeah, so I don't know, I'm going to call it subway tile. It's really not a traditional subway tile, but they call everything subway tile now. But anyways, a herringbone subway tile in dark brown. These were actually oak cabinets, which I love this dark brown color. It was a very nice kitchen. And quartz countertops. And we hit all those colors in the renderings. And you could almost hold this rendering up with the final product and go, wow, this is right on. To me, I find that fascinating that the technology has grown to be able to do that stuff. And routinely now we have people going, you know what, I'm bad at envisioning things. Do we get the rendering? They've all seen who's the cutesy couple on TV with the shiplap?
Gaines.
Yes, there you go. They do really nice CAD stuff on their show. So people are used to this now. They've seen it on TV. They go, oh, how close can you get? Can you do this so I can envision it? And 10 years ago, I would have said, no, I can't do that. We didn't have anybody doing this work for us in house. It was around, but it was still pretty rudimentary. It was lines on a page, and that was the beginning of the technology. But now it's gotten really good.
Did you watch, have you ever seen The Movies That Made Us on Netflix?
And I kind of make fun of the cutesy couple. Yeah, I know who they are. My wife's going to kick me when I get home.
Like to throw the shiplap on her. Yeah, like, have you seen The Movies That Made Us on Netflix? It's a series of, like, they go through some of, like, real iconic movies like Back to the Future and trying to think of something like Die Hard, and they, like, break down all these movies. I watched the one the other night about Jurassic Park, and as you were talking about some of these renderings, it kind of flashed me back to where technology was back then and how revolutionary it was, adding things like light and shadows. Back in the day, that was a very multi-million dollar computers that they're doing to make this stuff. What's interesting about your renderings is things like shadows, things like lights, things like different shades of light, natural light, lighting itself, can all be incorporated in that.
Yeah, and I think I've always talked about lighting and layers, right? Mm-hmm. But really, that's CAD talk. That's computer-aided design talk, because when you're doing CAD, especially the more complicated CAD programs, you're adding, okay, now put in the lighting layer. And that's actually the terminology that we use. So that is something where showing the layers of light in a remodel on we know that they're going to want that. We know homeowners are going to want that in the end product, but sometimes it's hard to spend the money maybe. You know, you're sort of used to having this one central fixture in a kitchen. So you have one layer of light and maybe a window, right? So yeah. I guess that's another layer. So now in CAD, we can show that, okay, we're going to add some background lighting. We're going to put in some under cabinet lighting. We've got the window, and maybe we can show you what it looks like in the midday in your south-facing kitchen how much light you're going to get from a bigger window. Maybe that's going to help sway one way or another. So being able to massage those things. Our new CAC program, by the way, if it shows reflections on things. So like if you've got a countertop in there, we can just have a coefficient that we can put in for how much reflection you get off this countertop, and it shows reflection of things, and which makes it more real, right?
Yeah.
It makes the rendering, the cartoon picture that much better.
It's dinosaurs, yeah.
We can actually do 3D walkthroughs now. We haven't started doing it. It's just like you can only spend so much time sometimes on the budget end to do it. I wish we could do the Chip and Joanna deal. Have you ever looked up? Do you realize what they pay for that show?
I don't even know.
They do a beautiful 3D walkthrough of those jobs before they start, right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually farm that out. They don't do it in house. And the internet says, so it has to be true. I believe it's about $10,000. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. Nobody's going to be willing to do that here in Wisconsin. But we're not very far away from being able to do something like that. Maybe 80% of what they do.
And when we look, Mike, to the timeline and kind of from that initial get to know you, that the discovery and start to move into design and that stuff. What's kind of the general timeline? What are we looking at as far as weeks?
So we call that for each job, it's a little different. Mm-hmm. So we're. If we talk about kitchens, that's a really repeatable thing for us. We get predictable usually.
Mm-hmm.
Those jobs tend to spend about 2 to 2.5 months in design. Mm-hmm. And we call everything from first meeting, first time we come to your house, right up to writing a contract design. So like that part is a couple months. We're doing a bath. A lot of times it's maybe a month and a half. And you think, like, what is there to pick out? Well, it depends. Like, if it's a really cookie cutter, which we don't seem to do a lot of those, people want input on design. And they want to think about their tile choices. And they want to they want to be rushed picking out a cabinet and a top. And I understand. I actually like that because it means you're going to make more thoughtful choices. They're going to fit the house better. They're going to fit the timeline that we're setting up. They're going to fit the budget. And it gives us some time to do all that.
And we talked a little bit about that timeline. When you're kind of in that, I've got to, as you mentioned, appreciating the option of not feeling rushed and being able to make those decisions. I think sometimes we think, a month or 2 months, people go, that seems so long. It seems like, though, when you're in it and you're making all of these decisions, the time goes much faster than you think.
It does. And like I said, I think once people get into it, they realize that they do need some reaction time. They do need time to think about it. And it's always a lot of money. I don't care if it's 10 grand or 100 grand on this thing. You want to make choices that are going to last. You want to do the right by the house. You want to hit all those boxes. And then a really well-designed bath should be able to last 30, 40, 50 years. Using good products that'll last and also good design. A lot of baths get remodeled because originally there wasn't enough design done. There was poor design done. Maybe there weren't as many choices. I get that. Now you can take advantage of the options out there.
Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636 Edge. Talk a little bit more preparation. We'll also talk about construction as well as the home remodeling show continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
The home remodeling show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the home remodeling show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great way to learn more about Edge Construction. Also, of course, if you haven't been back there recently, check up on them because Mike and the team is always keeping that website up to date with some really great recent projects that they've worked on. You can also go back through their portfolio there. Great links as well, House, Pinterest, Facebook, where you can not only see projects that they've been working on, but also some great ideas for design. Things like Pinterest has some great stuff, and their House page is very, very popular. Again, that's all linked to from edgeconstructioncompany.com. Their telephone number, 636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. As we were talking earlier, too, about discovery and a little bit on design as well, the Olympics going on, and I'm thinking of people with specialties, whether it's skateboarding, skateboarding or whatever they're doing. But with some of that discovery as well, is there time to kind of get to know those type of things? Like somebody's a bake, you know, we think about kitchens. Do they bake a lot? Are they hosting a lot? I mean, that's included in there as well. I think we tend to forget, like, and I know you deal with this day in and day out, but I'm talking about myself, lifestyle stuff. Is you guys really at Edge Construction work to cater to that?
Oh, yeah. We have had people that right at, from the first meeting will say, we want an amazing kitchen, not because we love to cook.
Yeah.
We like to entertain.
Yeah.
We want people over, and we want that is their thing. And that's actually my kind of kitchen. I like looking at a cool kitchen. I'm really not much of a cook. Are you a cook? Do you?
No.
We both married well. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, we both did very well. Yes.
Yeah, I can do popcorn. That's my specialty. And undercooked hamburgers, by the way.
Yeah.
I can handle that one.
It's good. You're a good Wisconsin guy, so we like it though.
Yeah.
But along those lines as well, you mentioned kitchens and those type of areas. What about two? And I know we've touched on it in the past, you know, people with families and having space as well as like, let's get to know what other people. I know with like basement remodels, very popular is space for the kids or those type of things too, right?
Yeah, and there's increasing, I don't know if it's increasingly or people have always been into this, but it is so common for us to walk in and I'm always amazed at how musical people are.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see guitars sitting around or a set of drums or even a piano, or it does influence how you do things and what you think about as a remodeler, not just in the design phase, but in the construction phase, because if you've got guitars underneath your family room upstairs, you're thinking, well, okay, what can we do to help out with the noise or a drum set? I always wanted a drum. I think that's the only thing I'd be capable of playing, is banging away on the drums, but I'm not musical. But that seems to come up more, and it's not just the practicality. Okay, we've got noise transferring, or maybe we need a support system of lighting and some Cat 5 running around, or Cat 6, or soundproofing. But it might be storage, too, because we want to have a place to put this stuff or display this stuff. So all those life choices come into the design phase of the remodel.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you've built a couple of stages over the years, too, haven't you, speaking of drummers?
We have. And they were more for the kids putting on a show.
Sure.
Pretty amazing. Now I have grandkids, and I'm thinking, you know, my daughter, we should really build a stage for these girls. They're gonna love standing up there and putting on a show. But yeah, that stuff too. That's sometimes you don't know what you don't know, right? We've had people go, you know what? I never would have thought of that. Maybe we should partition something off here. Maybe add a closet for storing some of this stuff. Or specialize a little bit.
Hey, that's an interesting part too. I think like every time you and I start talking about something like the million of different avenues we end up going down. And as we're talking back, kind of on that discovery thing too, as you mentioned, you don't know what you don't know, and that's one of those cool things too. Is working with the design team at Edge Construction is getting to know each other and offering up suggestions going both ways. You guys getting to know them, but also you guys able to say, here's some really great ideas that can kind of accomplish what you guys are looking to do.
Well, and that's a really fun part too, because now I think we've got, we started putting projects on our house page maybe 6 or 8 years ago. And I believe we're at we're well over 100 projects on there. And it's very fun, at least for me it is. I don't know if our designers care or not, but it's fun for me to go, you know what? We did this on a job a while back. Let's find that so we can get the pictures over to a homeowner that's thinking, you know, I'm not sure how to finish this area. And it's really satisfying and fun for us to go, hey, we did this thing 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and thought it turned out cool. And maybe it's appropriate.
It is. And you mentioned, you know, making use of house and obviously your experience as well. And it's such a great, great opportunity. And it's a great time as well. If you think about doing some remodeling, whether you're thinking about kitchen, bathroom, basement, trim work, anything like that, master bath, master bedroom, Mike, the team at Edge Construction would love to talk to you. All you got to pick up the phone, give them a call, 636-3343, the number 636-EDGE. So when we kind of get through that, work our way from discovery and some of the design stuff. with that design phase, and I know that's an important phase, and we've kind of touched on some of the things there. There's a few steps though, and things that are really, really important that have to be done through that design phase. It's more than just drawing up a picture. This is really kind of finalizing things before getting to that construction, before the demolition to build, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think what you're talking about is making all the decisions that can possibly be made, right? So we've got a good plan. We've got a good layout of the remodel. Now we need to stock it with things. We've got to pick out cabinets, tops, flooring, colors, textures, tiles, all that stuff. Make some decisions on mechanicals, electrically, heating-wise, and cooling. And I'm just made this way. I like to have a contract that doesn't leave a lot to chance. You know, I think that design should all happen at the same time. Mm-hmm. I know I've talked in the past about how we used to do it and how some people still do it, where we want to get things started and we'll put allowances in a contract for cabinets and tops and flooring, and we'll let you pick that out later. I don't think it's a good idea, partially because then we sign in a contract that doesn't really mean much. That figure is a moving target. And maybe what if all the stuff you pick out is more expensive than the allowance? Then your end price is going up and you don't have the control that you had. Whereas if you make those decisions earlier, it allows you to stick to a budget. Or maybe, okay, I like this product that raised my budget. Is there another product, maybe from another manufacturer, that gets us the look we want but keeps us on track budget-wise? So putting all those colors together also at one time, you know, you want to pick out your tops when you pick out your cabinets and your flooring, because they all should work together. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. And how long does it kind of, as we talk a little bit about timeline, how long does it typically take from that kind of that initial to the, okay, we've got everything, we've gone through the design, we've gone through discovery, we've got everything signed, we know what we're going to be doing. Kind of what's that length? And I would assume it as I'm moving my hands in and out, I'm assuming that's literally what
it's a very
it is
technical
too.
Way yes. to do it.
It could be like this, but it could also be like this depending on the project, correct?
Right. I mean, those easier, we've had people go, you know what? We just want a room in our basement finished. No cabinets, no plumbing. No, it's like, well, okay, that's pretty, we could probably write a contract in a few weeks. Just picking out flooring and wall color, I guess, you know, there's not really much design there. Versus sometimes on a whole house remodel, I'd say seems like it should go faster, but 6 months to contract on a whole house remodel can feel rushed occasionally. It seems like it usually takes a little longer. And if homeowners up front, they think, oh, it's going to be a couple months, we'll have this all figured out. It really doesn't work that way, at least not with us. Yes, we could just start going, but I don't think that's the way it's going to work. I like being organized. I'm just not made to do it that way. Occasionally people have gone, people have told us, you know, we don't want to make all those decisions up front. They feel like it's more freeing to do this, as you go along. And I understand some people are okay with that. That's not me, but, anyway, I mean, it's not like you don't have leeway to make decisions after the contract. We have people that make changes. That is a routine thing. It's just, if you look at the pictures on our website, I love how they look. I love where it's gone. And I think so much of that happens because of the process and doing that due diligence up front.
You think people are sometimes surprised as well by their own reaction to design? And I think of a long, 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 long time ago when my wife and I got engaged and were picking out our wedding bands, and I remember being at the jeweler and selecting what my wife wanted and that stuff, and then the jeweler turned to me and he said, you're going to be harder. And I said, no, I said, I just want something basic. He's like, trust me, it's going to be harder than you think. For homeowners, is that the case sometimes where it's a harder, like, they get into it and they think, oh, I know exactly what I want. And then they start looking at the stuff and they go, oh, wait, there's a lot. Yes, and a lot of choices and a lot that's got to be weighed before getting to that point.
Lots of shiny objects, yes.
Yeah.
I think you just never know. I always guess wrong when we have people that come in and go, you know what, I'm gonna trust your opinions and this is going to go really fast. And sometimes they get caught up in it and really enjoy the design process. And it takes longer, which is totally fine. That's how you get the great project. And then sometimes I think, boy, these people are going to not be very decisive, and they just like everything the first time. They find the stuff they like right away, and it's easy. I don't think there's a right way to do it. There's no rules. You can do it however you want, John.
He is Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, online edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. Today's the day. Pick up the phone, give him a call, 636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE, E-D-G-E. We'll continue our conversation with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction as the Home Remodeling Show continues next right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. We've talked about some of the great links as well on the website. If you haven't checked out Houzz or Pinterest or their Facebook page, definitely check them out, especially Houzz, because if you think about doing some remodeling, it's a really, really good place to get some ideas, as we talked this week about a little bit about the process and, of course, discovery and preparation and all those other things. Really good resource. Just head on over to edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And Mike, we started the conversation this week, talked a little bit about kind of where we are globally. And preparation is always important, but especially now, isn't it?
Yeah, the supply chain is struggling. I'm starting to see a little light twinkling out there somewhere in our future at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
but yeah, a lot of the materials that everybody knows, lumber went crazy. And I don't know, you'd have to be a little bit more into it to know that we're an electrical contractor and all that, all those supplies went nuts. And it wasn't just doubled and tripled. It was even more than that on some of the supplies. And that's come down now, and it's not where it should be, but it's on the right track. But it wasn't just that stuff was expensive. It was that it was hard to get. A lot of the tiles and even plumbing fixtures that we had and flooring choices that we could normally get in a week or two, some of those went to 2 months. And we when we signed contracts for these products and we picked out these products, it was readily available. And all of a sudden, after we order it, we're struggling, or it might be 2 months out. And the end product of all this is that instead of at contract being able to set a start date, now we have this time period in between construction and contract and design, where we call it prep, where we're compiling the products, the pieces, the parts. We're getting everything in, and we're getting a good feel for when we're going to get stuff in that we don't have. And so we can set a start date and stick to it. And the worst thing really is starting a project and not being able to get a major component that's gonna hinge on everything else. So like if our cabinets, which had been pretty predictable pre-COVID, all of a sudden now they're kind of all over the board. And it's not just our suppliers, it's every supplier. I actually think our suppliers are doing better than most, but it doesn't mean things go off without a hiccup. So that prep phase is pretty important now. And it just means we all have to be a little more patient.
Do you have I've always wondered, do you have anybody at the shop that's their job is working in prep and staging, or is that kind of the job, the person that's going to manage the job, who's responsible
who's
for
got all
this? Yes.
Boy, that's tough. So we're navigating our way through. Our designers help with us a lot of the purchasing side, so they're setting up deliveries and ordering, and because they're picking products, they have to be conscious of how easy it is to get that stuff. So a lot of times when we're at contract, when we can start ordering things, it's just a click or an email away from getting that stuff ordered. So used to be easy, used to be no problem, but now we're actually to the point of making this somebody's job, because it just is such a struggle to get the things we need. Our in-house, we do tile in-house. I know I've talked about that. And our tile installers now, our in-house tile installers, they're taking on some of that on that side, because it's just, this stuff changes by the day. And so they've really got to stay ahead of not just the stuff you can see, the beautiful tile and grout on the outside, but the the stuff we use behind that, to the membrane stuff, the Schluter products, the foam boards, the seam tapes, and all that stuff. Believe it or not, some of the foams that we use behind tile, that Schluter system, which I think is the best system. All of a sudden, a few months ago, we had trouble getting. Luckily, we had some in stock just to tide us over, but it went from you can get anything you want on the day you need it to 3 and 4 week lead times. This is kind of what it's like now. So we do have to work a lot harder on that side of things.
And it's interesting, I think, for anyone that's ordered off of Amazon, for example, there was a time there where it was getting down to, like, there were times where I would order something in the morning and it could be available that night, or it could be available if I did it the next day. And then with the pandemic, everything slowed down, and now it's, we're back to about 2 days to get things to you,
when that first happened, weren't you like, hey, where's my stuff?
Yes.
Like, come on. Yeah.
You think back to the old 4 to 6 weeks for delivery, and you go, man, we are still spoiled. But
we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. And two, with prep is you have one of the, something that a lot of folks don't know is you have, your building is quite large, so you've got space to get this stuff in, and you're not worried about the elements and other things like that. You're literally able to put these projects together and have them prepped indoors.
Yeah, we're able to stage jobs, which has just gotten more important all the time. So it started off, we always pulled in cabinets before we started a kitchen remodel or a remodel that incorporated the kitchen. then it moved on to plumbing products. And now it's all the tiles and even some of the LVTs and flooring, because I just don't want that phone call saying, oops, we thought we could get this to you and now it's going to be a while and now your job sits there. There's some things that just are tough to stage. Mm-hmm. Windows, we don't stage yet. For the most part, we try to get those delivered out. I don't know if you've ordered. Have you ordered an appliance lately? Have you?
No, not really. Okay. No, it's been about a year or two. So.
We actually have jobs now where the whole job is done and appliances are the last thing. And it's not even a surprise anymore when we're done with the kitchen remodel and the fridge isn't there yet. Or now it's not the way we want to do it, but some stuff you just can't control everything. And so we're struggling on that side too.
Are they suffering from the chip shortage? Is that?
Well, there's lots of excuses, Sean. We don't know which one is
they're going to tell you
the excuse du jour, but COVID gets, there's still manufacturers dealing with some of that, I guess. We even hear raw product is sometimes a problem on that side. There's a lot of parts that go into some of these things. The chips are one. Are all the chips still going to people playing games? Is that what's going on?
I think we can blame those and those miners, those crypto miners. And
well, stop that stuff.
Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. We'll continue our conversation with Mike. We'll talk a bit more about that timeline. We'll get into the construction phase of this all. We will do that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website, great resource. Of course, the telephone number at Edge Construction, 636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. I always feel like we should do these shows in reverse, Mike. It always seems like I feel bad for whatever the last thing is that we touch on. And this week, it's a big one, isn't it?
Well, the construction side, that's not very important.
No, not at all. Not even important enough to put in the name. No. So let's talk a little bit about kind of that construction timeline. And so once everything's been done, designed, all that stuff, contracts ready to go, let's talk about a timeline for a remodel. And let's do a common one you guys do, which is kitchens. Kind of what's the general timeline?
It's really easy.
Is it?
It is easy.
Is it?
Because generally, I think our projects tend to spend about as much time in construction as they do in design.
Oh, perfect.
So now that doesn't, it's a blanket statement, but doesn't not that way all the time, but it's pretty common. If we spend a couple of months in design on a kitchen, that's about how long it tends to take on the construction side. I mean, to do a kitchen, a real kitchen remodel, like we don't do the sugarcoat your kitchen thing, just new finishes, just the stuff you can see. We get in there, get our hands dirty, dig stuff up, get rid of the three layers of flooring, update your electrical, update all your mechanicals, all the stuff you can't see behind the walls, and then those finishes come in. You got to move pretty good in order to do that in a couple months, but so it's like, okay, we talk a lot about not rushing the design process, but the construction process, if you're on our side, you can't help but feel rushed, right? Mm-hmm. Because a homeowner, you like, if we were doing your kitchen, Sean, wouldn't you feel like, aren't they ever going to get done? Even if it's a month or 2 months or whatever.
Got to make that popcorn, Mike.
Couldn't it go a little faster? Exactly. Popcorn. You can buy popcorn, Sean. That's come on.
That's true. You mentioned two like layers of flooring. How many layers have you counted? How many layers is the most you've ever peeled off?
Yes. And I think it was six.
Oh my goodness.
5 to 6. Yeah. So sheet vinyl or old wood floor, subfloor, some cordage floor. Then you keep going over the top. And, I believe that was like an inch and a half step up into that kitchen.
Yeah.
Hey, the worst one, by the way, was on a roof, layers of shingles. And I think we had 9 layers of shingles. We couldn't even demo them. We had to use it was like a concrete saw with a demo blade in it, and we cut the roof into chunks. And I have a picture with a tape measure. It was about 5.5 or 6 inches of shingles. And by the way, Sean, the roof still leaked. Roof leaked.
I've got to wonder, is that safe? I mean, structurally, no. I mean, how many, like, what was the weight on that?
It was extremely heavy. Yeah.
Wow. That is...
I'm sure my guys loved me when I said we have to tear this roof off.
But... I bet they did. But that is, and it highlights too the importance of, and one of the things I know that you really stress when it comes to the construction part is the construction is obviously very important, but the preparation is of the project is equally important. Is you're not just covering things up, you're improving everything that you touch.
Exactly. And I am, by the way, the same way as you or anybody else. We used COVID to remodel our building a little bit, and now we're nearing kind of when we can actually install some cabinets in and things. And it's kind of a long road. Like, our place comes last. Homeowners always come first, the paying customers. But one of our guys was working on it, Tony, last week, and he was painting, and I said, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been going, aren't they ever going to do anything out here? You know, they're hanging drywall and mudding things, and then all of a sudden they're painting, and it looks like they're doing a whole lot, right? But that's kind of what it is. It's all that prep work, and then, okay, we install cabinets, and now we're finally doing some work in that kitchen, right? It looks like that, but we know it's not like that.
It's really, and it's a really great process, too, and as we talk, too, Mike, just kind of wrapping things up with the timeline, with you know, kitchens, obviously, there's a lot to it. Bathrooms, there can be a lot to it. A lot of it has to do, too, with kind of the overall design. Like, if you're remodeling a kitchen, sticking with the general layout, those type of things, that can really make the process move quicker and be a little more affordable. On the other end, if you're saying we want to, you know, move everything around,
take out walls.
that's gonna add not significant, but it's gonna add some time to it, isn't it?
It is. So if this is a house that's an old house, 100-year-old house, that's a big time factor because we know we've got to do a lot of updating. It's just harder to work on those houses. If it's a 1980s house, much quicker. If we're not taking out walls, if we're not opening things up, rerouting heat runs to the upstairs, all those mechanical issues, the electric, the wiring, knob and tube, we haven't talked about that in a little while, but it's been a big subject in our past. That adds time. So all those factors can play in.
Really important stuff. And of course, if you think about doing some remodeling, you've got some ideas, definitely like to talk to Edge Construction. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Also check out edgeconstructioncompany.com. Get some fantastic ideas there as well. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. And of course, Edge Construction brings you the Home Remodeling Show right here on 1310 WIBA.